Tulsa County renews its agreement with the federal government for the sheriff's office to identify undocumented immigrants for deportation after they've been arrested. Critics of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement 287G program say it often catches otherwise hardworking immigrants on minor offenses. Sheriff Vic Regalado says he's holding 48 jail inmates for possible deportation right now, arrested on charges including murder and human trafficking.
If all of you promise, okay, that if we get rid of 287G, you take these individuals into your house and watch them until they come back to criminal court to face the serious charges that they've committed in the streets of Tulsa, then I'd be open to that.
Ted Bakamjian is with the Coalition Action, Allied Communities of Tulsa Inspiring Our Neighborhoods. He says state law adequately addresses serious crimes immigrants might commit, making the program an overall detriment to public safety.
People in our immigrant communities are less likely to report crimes because of this program, and the program loses money. ICE does not reimburse the county for the expense it goes to carry out 287G.
Bakamjian says 287G detainers also lead to longer stays in jail, creating a health hazard during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tulsa County's previous 287G agreement was set to expire in June. The new one is in effect until terminated by the sheriff or ICE. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.